The tour's been really fun, you know. We seem to always end up here in London for the last show, but the main thing about this tour is that the new album just came out, like, a couple of days before we started the tour, and we hadn't done a proper big Europe run in, I think, like, 3 or 4 years. We did a few shows last summer, but, like, a proper run, I don't think we'd been to the UK in 4 years, so, except for Reading and Leeds, of course, but on our own, a headliner show, so we're just very excited, and the reception to the album's been amazing, the fan reaction's been great, and we've been, you know, turn the set list into kind of like a Simple Plan greatest hits, which with 5 albums, we've got a lot of songs to play. So it's been a lot. It's been great. Honestly, we've been having a blast.
How have the crowds varied between countries? Like, do you find you can tell a French crowd from a UK one, for example?
I don't know if I could tell per country, but they are different crowds. You know, sometimes you'll get somewhere and the crowd is like nuts and like mosh pit for the whole show and crazy like that. And then sometimes the crowd's a little bit more tame, but they sing extremely loud. And then sometimes you know everybody's having a good time because you see their faces, but they're not moving that much. You know, they're just like, ah, oh, yeah. And they're just watching the show and singing, but they're not like jumping around. And so, like, it's very interesting. But I tend to say, like, places like Italy, a little warm blood, you know, they're a little bit crazier, which is fun for us. And then, you know, when we get to places like that we've been coming to for a long time, like London, for instance, we know it's going to go off tonight, you know?
So when the band formed in 99, I was only 3 years old, which is quite insane, really. And so many bands sort of, they come and go, disappear. What about the band do you think's made you stick around for so long?
It's hard not to say the fans, but, you know, like, hopefully the music has something to do with it. You know, hopefully we wrote good songs that people really connected with and that they wanted more, really. And then as far as just the 5 of us, that we actually stayed together, it's pretty crazy. The same 5 band members since the start. And I think we just see this band as something more than the individual people could be, you know? We know what it means to the fans. We know the impact our music can have, and that's we just want to keep going. So that's why we take our time to make albums, to make sure they're good, and we don't have like a shitty album and then, all right, that's it, we're done, pack and go home, you know. So take our time to make albums, and I think, yeah, hopefully it has something to do with how dedicated our fans are as well.
I mean, so much has changed within the industry since you've sort of started. Like, social media has become so prominent. Do you find that the stuff like social media allows you to interact with fans a lot more, and do you find it quite beneficial as a band to have Twitter there?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is, you know. It's funny because I have this conversation a lot, and I don't think, like, if I was not in a band, I don't think I would use like Facebook or Twitter and all that, you know, or maybe just to follow people to see what they're up to, but I don't know if I would share a lot on it. But being in a band, you kind of want to, you want to interact with your fans, you want to talk to them, and it's funny, it's just an extension of kind of something we always did, you know. When we played our first shows, as soon as we get off stage, we'd go, you know, opening up for other bands, obviously, we'd go hang out at the merch booth, you know, and just try to meet people, take pictures and all that. And then later on came, we had organized proper meet and greets and signing to make sure we could meet everyone. Then on our first website we ever got, we put our email addresses on there. People could write to us, we would reply. That was kind of like the early social media for us. When Twitter finally came along, it's like, all right, just like one more thing. All right, let's keep talking, you know? Great.
I mean, you like to collaborate with quite a range of artists from different genres, don't you? I mean, R. Kelly and Nelly on the new album. Why is that? How do these sort of collaborations come about?
Well, usually we'll go for the weird collaborations on the songs where we kind of take a chance on anyways, you know? Like, Summer Paradise was something extremely different for us, and then having Sean Paul on there just kind of brought it to a whole other level. So we quite enjoyed that, and then when we did I Don't Want to Go to Bed, we wanted that flavor in the bridge. And then Nelly's an amazing rapper, but he's kind of a singer, you know, he's very melodic and all that, so like it works, you know. It's not just like I just throw a rap on there, you know, like there's actually a melody and all that. So that was really cool. And RCD, they're cool guys as well, blowing up at the moment. And you know, we also have Jordan from Newfound Glory, and we've had, you know, Alex from All Time Low and Rivers from Weezer and Mark Hoppus, and like we keep it in the family, and then sometimes we just try to go up.